This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, December 10th. Cattle markets yesterday, a little disappointing. We started out firm in live cattle, but couldn't hang on to those gains, with the front month's Febs almost giving us an outside day lower by the end of the day. So that's kind of a red flag. You know, I was looking for a new high, or at least a test of the high last week. We didn't get it. This week we have a little bit of strength to start out, and then the market's struggling to hang on to that. So I really think we're just running out of gas up here. The market is struggling at a time of year when demand tends to back off anyway. In the feeder cattle, markets spent much of the day just chopping around sideways, back and forth of between unchanged, but a late buying flurry kind of pushed it up into positive territory by the end of the day. But that market's going to struggle to stand on its own if the live cattle aren't going to get that momentum continuing to the upside. In the cash trade last week, Fed trade around 119, which was up one from the previous week, and it's unchanged from a year ago. Dress trade at 188, up one from the previous week, and up two from a year ago. Weights at dress weights 831 pounds. That's up three on the week and up four from a year ago. Steer prices 148, unchanged on the week, up three from a year ago. Prime rib at 413, down two on the week and unchanged from a year ago. 90% trimmings continuing to be the story of the beef complex. At 241, it's down one from last week, but it's still up 46 from a year ago. Year-to-date, federally inspected slaughter is running 1.1% over a year ago. Cow slaughter is up 3.7% over a year ago. Dressed weights are down 0.7% from a year ago. And beef production is running 0.3% ahead of a year ago. Numbers that have been very consistent over the last several months. And obviously that's not going to change much with just a couple weeks left in the year. Yesterday, box beef values were weaker again. Choice was down 92 cents at 224. Select was down 81 cents at 206. The spread between both of them was down 11 cents at 1715. Movement was 136 loads. So we're seeing some pretty consistent performance here with the box beef values have been sliding for over a week. Just since the 1st of December, we're down about $8 a hundred on the choice. And I think this is clearly a reflection of what's going on with the packing plant reopening in Holcomb, Kansas. Now you've got more capacity, you've got more beef production happening. It's supporting the cash trade, and it's creating more beef, and it's creating more competition in the beef space. So we see the volume picking up consistently over the last week and a half, and it's been coming at lower prices. Almost every day, box beef values have dropped off, and the volume has picked up. And again, the cash trade has been firm. Just the opposite of what happened, in much sharper contrast, in bigger moves when the fire happened and the plant closed down. We saw fed cattle prices plummet and beef prices soar, and packer profits go off the charts. Now, that took a couple weeks to kind of settle out, and then we saw that slowly come back into a more normal alignment, and that's happening even faster now that we see the plant back online. Question is now, a couple weeks in, are you going to soothe that out as well? I would imagine it's not going to take long to get everything back on track the way it would have been. So here we are. It's an interesting situation, because when you look at the 90% trimmings, that's been the leader of the complex, and prime rib too for a couple months. But at this point, that's unlikely to carry the day with packers pretty much prepped for Christmas and New Year's beef demand. But it's a 90% trimmings. World prices of those have been going steadily higher since China's become a major buyer. And of course, we import a great deal of ground beef. So that's been supporting much of the box beef valuations, but now we see those starting to back off. As far as the 90% trimmings, down just a couple dollars this week, but with more beef being produced, the question is, are those 90% trimmings going to stay elevated like they are and continue to underpin the box beef valuation, the broader index, or is that going to start to back off as well? I think world prices, we would have imported more if we could have, or if the market would have supported it. I think, you know, that's not going to change the world situation. We're still going to be needing to import the 90% trimmings and even 50s, but is it, with this new plant online, is that going to make that much of a difference in domestic support? We'll see. Maybe this down a couple dollars from last week is the first sign of that, but if anything, it should help alleviate the bottleneck somewhat. But I still think those values are going to stay fairly well supported. But in the meantime, I do look for beef prices to back off here. Again, seasonally, you should be wrapping up, you know, what packers are going to need for the next few weeks. And then as you get into the next year, you'll see a flurry of demand as we get into January. So that's kind of where I'm at. This could turn out to be longer term highs, but it, you know, with the premiums that Feb and April are carrying to the cash will probably stay fairly well supported until it comes up to the board or the board comes down to the cash. Kind of just depends on how the January market looks and if the stock market holds together, if the economy holds together. Lots of red flags out there, but we haven't seen anything really buckle from a stock market perspective. So the consumer sentiment appears to be on pretty solid footing. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.